Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Farmers across Kentucky and the nation are continuing to manage through some tough economic times brought on by lower commodity prices. VersaLes Kentucky native Todd Van Hoots with Farm Credit Systems says he doesn't expect a big change in the agriculture economy anytime soon.
This is the fourth year of pretty tough prices, and if you're in the cotton industry, it's the fifth year of pretty tough prices. And so we don't see a big turnaround in that. We haven't heard anybody predicting a fundamental shift in the current pricing structure. So, you know, we're working with farmers. Our job is, we have a mission. Our job is to support agriculture. We're trying to lean into this downturn, make sure farmers can get through it, working with them as best we can.
Van Hoots notes that farmers are adapting to the change in the business climate the last few years.
One of the key things that's really helped in this downturn is we've had some pretty good production years. Frankly, there have been some pretty good crops out there. And so that's kind of ameliorated some of the hit on the prices. This year, weather's not as cooperative as it has been in a lot of parts of the country right now, so we're keeping a pretty close eye on them.
He adds some good crop years have been helpful to the farmers.
One of the key things that's really helped in this downturn is we've had some pretty good production years. Frankly, there have been some pretty good crops out there. And so that's kind of ameliorated some of the hit on the prices. This year, weather's not as cooperative as it has been in a lot of parts of the country right now, so we're keeping a pretty close eye on them.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Van Hoos says we could see interest rates climb a little in the future.
We never predict interest rates, but boy, they have been climbing a little bit here. Now, look, if you'd gotten a loan 20 years ago, you realize this is still a pretty low interest rate environment, right? But they are going up, and it wouldn't surprise me if they went up a little bit further.
He says farmers' willingness to change is helping them push through some tough crop years.
We would have expected a lot more tough credit environment than what we're really seeing. Farmers are managing this right now. Now, can they do it forever? I don't know. We're constantly amazed at the innovations we see on the farm out there, at the willingness that we see for farmers to consider change and to really restructure their operations almost year to year to make sure that they have the best chance to get through this.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.